Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. I got my teeth examined and cleaned yesterday, and I've never been happier with a dentist in my life. That's a great Dr. Mike O'Neill and hygienist Cassie Fessenden. They do wonderful work. Give them a call, 317-849-2933. Make an appointment. Do it today. Punch subscribe. Hit like. Ring the bell. Let's talk about sports. Colts camp's going to open tomorrow. And that's fantastic news. We finally get to see these guys in action on the field. Kwity Paye, Carson Wentz, all the newcomers, and there are a bunch of holdovers as well. One of those we talked to today, DeForest Buckner, we asked him if this defense could be the best in the NFL.
We could definitely get there. I think we got the unit to do it. You guys saw last year, throughout the year, we played some great ball games. For me, looking, back at, 2020 season, it's consistency. Keeping it from, for a point in time, we were the number one defense in the league, and then we kind of fell off towards the end. Just because there were certain games where, we let off the gas pedal a little bit, or miscommunication, or, a missed tackle here and there. And for me, it's just consistency. If we're consistent from start to finish, I believe we could finish the number one defense in the league.
And does DeForest think a Super Bowl is realistic as a goal?
Definitely realistic for this team. You saw what we were able to do last year. And I feel like, we've only gotten better over the offseason, roster-wise. And we've got a lot of great core guys coming back, great leadership from top to bottom. And, I think it's possible, definitely.
And one thing that everybody is being asked out there by the media, is DeForest Buckner fully vaccinated?
Fully vaccinated, yeah, and I see a lot of you guys not wearing masks, so I'm guessing you guys are vaccinated. Oh, it's amazing. I love it.
Why have you talked with teammates? Because the vaccination percentage is kind of low with these teams compared to other NFL teams. Have you had these discussions, and what have you gotten out of them?
Yeah, it's a personal decision for everybody. Everybody has their reasons why they get them, why they don't. I've had teammates come up to me and ask me why I got vaccinated, and I've told them, when I got COVID last season, I was asymptomatic. And so, if we never had the protocols on, getting tested every day, or even if I never played football and I was just home, and, I was around my grandparents, I could have gave, I look at that scenario, and, not knowing I had it, and I could have passed it along to them, I would have felt terrible, passing along to other people, not knowing, and that was the main reason why I got vaccinated. And also, for moments like this, I get to see all you guys' faces. Not even to wear masks. Just getting some normalcy. Last year was hard for everybody. And for me, it was frustrating, having all the protocols and everything each and every day, having to test every single day. It's simple, but it's just annoying, having to spend that extra time in the morning to go out of your way to get tested every morning. So, it had a number of reasons, but, being able to not to really, you know, reduce the chance of me passing it along was a big one for me.
Zaire Franklin is a guy that this defense is going to rely upon in all likelihood as a starting linebacker. What's his focus entering camp?
Just about us coming together in camp and as a collective, you know, early on in the season to just make that jump from being, you know, pretty good to being elite. I think that's just, you know, what we all have in mind when we all talk about just really wanting to be that overpowering, overwhelming, you know, dominating defense. And I think we were close, and last year we showed more flashes of what we wanted to be, and this year it's about just, you know, truly being that elite defense, being the best defense in the league this year.
And what's the strength of this defense?
You know, we have talent all over the field at all three levels. So at that point, and the system is already set in stone, so at that point it's just about us just taking ownership and, you know, becoming it.
And we asked Zaire why it was important for him to be fully vaccinated.
You know, for me, just dealing with my family, one of my favorite things about the NFL, honestly, is when I get to travel to another city and kind of, you know, get dinner, go to the mall, or just kind of hang out. Unlike in college where you got meetings for all day, I didn't want to do that. You know, we played in Arizona on Christmas. My fiance is going to come out, spend Christmas with me. I didn't want to have a situation where I didn't want to spend time with her. You know, my fiance's vaccinated, her mom's vaccinated, so it just made the most sense for me personally.
Kenny Moore arrived at camp today in an IndyCar two-seater being piloted by Pato O'Ward. He was asked, what's his goal for this team?
As a team, you always want to win a Super Bowl, so in order for us to do that, step one is winning the division, and we got to, you know, like I said, take care of practice in order for us to go, you know, to Tennessee week three to, you know, get it done then. But even before that, we got to take care of practice each day, and then week one is the most important game.
The Colts aren't all people are talking about in Central Indiana this week. The Indiana Pacers, scheduled to select 13th overall in the NBA draft this Thursday night. So we got our annual opportunity to talk to Pacers Vice President of Player Personnel Ryan Carr about the draft. Is there a specific attribute that you guys prize over other attributes?
That's a good question. I think there's a combination of attributes. I don't know if there's one over others, but, you know, we talk about toughness. We talk about coachability. You need to have a skill that will get you on the court. And there's several different ways. You could primarily be an on-ball defender. You could be a shooter. You could be a rebounder. You could be a shot blocker. All these different individual skills. But I think that, you know, toughness, coachability, I think when you're drafting at 13, you get into a more interesting debate than, say, if you're picking 20 in terms of like young upside versus a little bit more ready of a player. As you get down in the draft, you don't have to really debate that as much as you do when you're a little bit higher, like we are this year.
Ryan, do you look at previous drafts and the successes of previous 13s, you know, Donovan Mitchell, Booker, LaVine, all of these guys as kind of guides toward what's possible with that selection?
Well, yeah, and Ken, I think you can do that with any number. This year happens to be 13, so you look at that number, and if it was 11 or 15 or 14 or 8 or whatever the number is, you definitely go back. I think in terms of just picking a number, each draft is different. The depth of each draft is different. I think what it proves, though, historically is at any number, there are players that are going to be good NBA players, and there's going to be players that probably, you know, don't have the careers that you would speculate going into it. And you just want, like I kind of said earlier, you want to be on the right side of that.
And are there tiers in this draft?
Yeah, there's definitely tiers that we have gone through. And just like every draft, that's an important part because that plays into trade up, trade back scenarios, goes into, positional need a little bit. You never want to take somebody in a tier below just because if you look at the historical bust rates of the draft, you want to pick in the highest tier available regardless of position. So, But if you do have players in the same tier, that's where you can get into picking one position over another. But yeah, definitely. I mean, it pretty well publicized this draft at the top is better than a couple of the past ones, and there's a lot of excitement for those guys.
Is there anything unique about this draft compared to others?
Well, yes, just because of the last year and a half that we've all gone through. You know, first of all, I have to commend our scouting staff on an unbelievable challenge of not only finishing up, you know, we finished up last year's draft in a unique way, but then most of this year we weren't on the road. We got on the road just a little bit starting in February and went to see very targeted targets because we were worried about the health of our guys. And then as the pre-draft process has unfolded, it's gotten to be a little bit more normal. We had a combine, we've had pre-draft workouts. We traveled to Las Vegas to watch some national teams play. It's felt definitely more like a regular draft as it's gone on. But when you think about until late February, we did not go see players play live. So absolutely unique in that way, for sure.
Pacers have a lot of veterans coming back. Does that, Ryan Carr was asked, affect the philosophy as they go into Thursday night's draft?
You always go into the draft thinking you got to pick the guy who has the chance to be the best pro. There's some fit. You don't want to step down to a lower tier necessarily, but you definitely you got to pick the guy that you think could be the best player. There's some variables in it, but I think in terms of an overall draft philosophy, you want to pick the guy that you feel can succeed. And there's no one answer to that. So, you know, it may be a guy who, you know, a guy may have a higher floor, but a little less of a ceiling, or, you know, maybe has a, you know, starts is not quite as ready, but has a higher ceiling. You just have to debate through all of that stuff and the team situation and make sure Kevin, you know, has all of our thoughts on who he feels, best fits.
And how does Ryan Carr balance ready to play versus upside?
A lot of healthy discussion, a lot of going back and forth on strengths, weaknesses, where a guy is now. So much of this, there's a huge emphasis on age and youth, and you look at the studies of drafts and kind of, you know, the best youngest players get picked first. They end up being the best players in the league, which makes a lot of sense. And, you know, as those players come off the board, you just have to balance all that. Nobody wishes that this was a science more than me. It would make this process, easier. But all the variables, all the education of each player that you do, you just try to make the smartest, best decision you can and trust your process.
You know, the Pacers have an opportunity with the 13th overall pick to get a guy. In the last seven drafts, these are guys who have been taken 13th. Zach LaVine, Devin Booker, and Donovan Mitchell. You can get that level of player at 13. You've just got to assess who can play and who can't at a really high level. It's one thing to screw up when you draft 17th, 18th, 23rd, 22nd, whatever. If you screw up the 13th overall pick, that's trouble because you should be able to go get a guy who may not be an all-star, but is going to be a contributor from the jump and is going to be a big-time contributor down the road. That's what you ought to be able to get at 13. The pressure, intense, on Ryan Carr and his staff to go get that guy at 13th, because if they don't, it's going to be remembered and regurgitated by the media here in Indianapolis. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. I cannot wait to talk to you then. First day of camp coming tomorrow. The NBA draft coming on Thursday night. the MLB trade deadline coming up on July 30th. This is a heck of a week in terms of sports news, and we're going to be all over it.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.